everyone. It's Leslyn Keith here again. I'm president of the board of directors at the Lipedema Project and director of research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have some excerpts from a fireside chat that we held in the Lipedema Simplified Tribe in December of 2022. Several members of the tribe were sharing their experiences with traveling with Lipedema and Lymphedema, and they gave some great tips. You'll hear from Nicole, Carol, Kelly, Fiona, Agnieszka, and Siobhan.
I try not to drink water while I'm actually on the plane or in the waiting area because I don't want to have to deal with that water on the flight, right? What else do I do? I try to stay cold. None of this, lots of blankets. I mean, especially night flights. Well, if you do a red eye, they tend to be on the colder side. But if you find that the aircraft is warm or if you find your car is super warm, blow some cold air on you, like all over. I find that that really also helps keep things manageable.
All sorts of adventures. But I do always ask for the wide wheelchair ahead of time. And then as soon as I get to the airport, now sometimes they're not available, but usually if you've requested in advance, that does make a difference. And I did travel with my pump and wearing full compression, except on my head and neck. But now that I have head and neck issues, I have two pumps. And I don't know how in the world I would travel with that. But one of the things that's helped me the most is that if I go somewhere to a hotel where they have a pool, and this was suggested to me, and I think it was by Dr. Herbst, actually, that as soon as you get there and get settled, if you can go spend an hour in the pool. And that really helps because not only is it like a lymphatic pumping session, but you can get all the way down the water, all the way up to your neck and really help that pump, help that pressure. And I found that on trips when I've done that, now there have been trips where there hasn't been a pool available, but I found that difference was significant on trips where there was a pool.
One thing is like you want to try to move lymph without creating lymph. And the best way to do that, believe it or not, is with heat, which is kind of contradictory to what you've been taught, but hold on. When you create heat in your trunk, you actually are engaging your vascular system without creating more lymph. That vascular system is actually the support system to help lymphatics move. And so you turn that on. So you get a nice warm bath for 30 minutes and then you get your pump. You'll find your pump way more effective than it was just when you jump into it cold.
And that water actually helps that lymphatic system work. And I have just really found that to be really important. One of the things also when booking a hotel is that often they say to me, we'll give you a premium room or, you know, whatever they do. I want the one by the lift. And the reason I want the one by the lift is it's least distance to the pool. So if they make you walk down multiple corridors, it actually becomes impossible because I can't do that movement. And then I don't want to go to the pool. I really need to be in the pool. So that's what I do. One of the things on the flight, they say to drink a lot of water. I found that if I drink a lot of water, and my lymphatics are not working, all I do is keep storing it. And I store it everywhere, like Kelly said, in the middle. I really feel it around my chest and I have trouble breathing and stuff like that. So what I found is I don't drink as much water on the plane and I do not use any of the artificial sweetener drinks or any of the drinks that are on offering. I will just stick with water, but not copious amounts because I'm just not going to flush it. When I get to a hotel, I always book a hotel with a swimming pool.
I always had a problem with swelling after the flights. And what I was using and what was working for me, it was all just, you know, cold water on my legs. It could be from the shower or it can be just, you know, I was putting in a big bowl and I was soaking, you know, my feet in cold water. If I wasn't able to use the bowl to put my feet in, then I was using the wet towels. And sometimes I was also using or lemon juice or vinegar. With vinegar, you have to be careful because the skin can react to vinegar. It has to be dissolved in water. And it's one part of vinegar to three parts of water. and the swelling is really coming out nicely. So yes, that was working. For car trips, if you are not driving, only you are a passenger, what you can use is an EMS foot massager, which is a mat with USB cable. So you can just, you know, put it to the, like, you know, thing for a lighter in a car, or you can have a power bank. And you just put it on the floor, and you know, you're not wearing then shoes, only you're putting your feet on this mat, and some of them massaging like for 20 minutes, and then they're switching off automatically. So you don't have to do it, you don't have to remember, but it really helps the circulation in the legs. And or you can wear for car trips, there are like sandals, reflexology sandals. They are with little buttons, and you just wearing them on your feet. And when you are in a car, you just, you know, pressing your feet, like I would say, to the top and then back to the heel. And this way you are massaging reflexology points on your feet. And also it's helping. The swelling is less, and also legs are less painful.
So when you're on flights or long car trips or basically any time at all, concentrate on the breathing, on just some of that nice belly breathing and then sternum breathing, helping move that fluid out. And then in terms of hydration, drinking a lot of water may not be ideal. Perhaps drink to thirst or kind of wait until after the flight. Focus on if you are swelling, and then you're moving out of a place where you're then going to lose that fluid, it's very possible it's going to throw your electrolytes off. So kind of stay ahead of that. Make sure you're supplementing during that time. Some symptoms of that could be headaches, muscle cramps or muscle twitches, finger and hand cramps, things like that, fatigue, brain fog. And if you experience that, you can try and supplement and see if that does get better.
Thank you to all of you that participated in that great fireside chat we had in December of 2022. A lot of valuable information was shared. We learned from each other. And I'd like to give a big thank you also to you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lymphedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes when they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.